You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
To purify one before Mo'adim, Ska Taharat HaVeger, so that mitzvah also applies for today. So one of the suggestions that we spoke about on Erev Rosh Hashanah suggested to go to Mikveh Tahara for men, and if there's not a possibility to go to the Mikveh, either it's not accessible or one was not able to arrive to the Mikveh or it's hard for him, there are two other options. One is that there's one idea that if one stands under the shower and the water will be the amount of 13 liter. So some idea hold that it's like going to the Mikveh. So that's one idea. The other idea is that to make a Netilat Yadayim 40 times. So that means 20 times right, left, and 10 on right, and 10 on left, total of 40. And there's another idea that we consider as going to the Mikveh. So there are special kabanot and holy names, but just doing the Netilah, and you can do it every day, a few times a day, like if it's hard for you, just like those that they go to the Mikveh every morning, you can use this patent to do 40 times Netilah, right, left, 20 times, 10 on right and 10 on left, that we consider as going to the Mikveh. There's a Leshem Yichud, Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, Zachuto Magen Aleinu, Rav brings in Lashon Chachamim, that's right in Sidurim of Od Yosef Chai, right after Bikot HaShachar. We can say that Leshem Yichud, if you have time, and then do the Netilah, not only on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but you can do it every day, a few times a day. That would bring Tahara, especially in Chodesh Elul. Going to the Mikveh for men, there is no brachot. You don't say bracha. Either going to the Mikveh or standing under the shower or doing the Netilat Yadayim in this way that is 40 times, you don't say any brachot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.